You're listening to Marketplace Weekend.
I'm Barbara Bogave.
Let's start with the traditional path to betterment, education. Traditionally, education has been the key to higher earnings and higher social status, not to mention greater personal fulfillment. And these days, it seems quality education can't start early enough. Parents jockey for spots for their toddlers in top schools, and politicians tout the merits of universal pre-K. But despite all the talk about early childhood education, not all that many kids are getting it. Earlier this year, the newspaper Education Week came out with its annual report card on the state of American education. When it comes to our youngest students, the country deserves about a D+. Less than half of 3- and 4-year-olds are enrolled in preschool, despite a lot of evidence of its benefits. Marketplace education correspondent Amy Scott joins us now from WYPR in Baltimore. It's good to talk with you, Amy.
Great to be here.
So what's going on? Has preschool priced itself out of the market for half of American parents?
Well, it can be very expensive. A good program, and we can talk about what good means, can cost anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a year, which is just out of reach for a lot of parents. The EdWeek study found that children from higher income families are much more likely to go to preschool. For families making less than $50,000 a year, just 40% of kids are enrolled. Now, that said, several cities and states have been making pretty big investments in state-funded preschool. In Oklahoma, there's near universal access for 4-year-olds. Georgia, Florida, Vermont, Iowa, and other states are serving most kids or getting closer to that. And of course, New York City is this year in its first year of a new universal pre-kindergarten program. So things may be getting a little better.
And what research are they looking to these states to support this investment in preschool? What are the economic arguments?
Well, there is a lot of research about this, and it shows that kids can do better in school. If they went to a high-quality preschool program, they're more likely to graduate, go to college, less likely to commit a violent crime, and that their wages are likely to be higher even throughout their careers. Now, some argue that those benefits are more pronounced for low-income kids and that you won't see as much of a dramatic difference for middle-class kids who may have a lot more resources at home and a lot more experiences at home with their parents. But there is also a wider economic benefit. Economist Timothy Bartik with the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research has estimated that for every dollar a state invests in early education, the per capita income of all state residents goes up by almost $3. So it's sort of a rising tide lifts all boats argument.
Wow, that is significant. And why is that? Well, what's going on in preschool that has that much staying power?
Well, I asked Timothy Bartik about that, and he says, you know, it's not so much that kids know a few more letters and numbers when they enter kindergarten, or even that they have better social skills.
Because they've been better prepared for kindergarten, they learn more in kindergarten, they get along better with the teacher, get along with peers there. Because they learn more in kindergarten, they learn more in first grade, and they get set up on a more positive path that then is reinforcing.
So it's a domino process.
Yeah, it seems that getting that solid foundation early in life just keeps building on itself. But it is important to stress that the research focuses on high-quality programs. And there's a real wide range of quality out there. So just sending your kids somewhere for a few hours each day, you know, isn't automatically going to produce these kinds of results.
Well, I was just going to say, all that doesn't happen just because toddlers are all in a room together. And I know from my experience that there's good preschool and then there's something less than that. So what exactly does high quality mean? And when we talk about quality, are we talking about socialization or academics?
Well, yeah, as you know, as a parent, there is a lot of debate about that. And parents can really get pretty stressed out trying to pick a good program for their kids. But most early childhood experts agree about a few things, that it comes down to the interaction between a child and a well-trained, well-supervised teacher. Small classes tend to be valued, and lots of time to play. That's a really big one. There is some concern about programs becoming too academic. I spoke with Joan Allman, who co-founded the Alliance for Childhood. And she says studies have shown that kids in play-based programs do much better in the long run than those in more academic programs where they might be drilled on numbers and letters and doing a lot of worksheets and teacher-led activities that you might see more in elementary school. And Allman says that can even be damaging
it takes a real toll on children because in many cases they're not developmentally ready for it, and the methods being used are not appropriate for young children. It stresses them, and it turns them off from school.
So there's one barrier we should talk about to quality, which is low teacher pay. It's hard to attract the kind of talent these programs need when teachers can earn a lot more just going to the kindergarten a few blocks away. The median earnings for a preschool teacher, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, is about $27,000. Several of these studies that have shown lasting gains have focused on schools where teachers actually are paid about on par with public school teachers, and that's an important element as well.
In terms of early education, given all of this evidence of the benefits, why are we investing so little?
Well, of course, state budgets have been very strapped, especially through the recession. And, you know, politicians may be reluctant to spend taxpayer money on something that doesn't really pay off for, you know, maybe 15 or 20 years in terms of those economic benefits when the kids finally get to the workforce. There's also been a lot of criticism of Head Start, which, of course, is the federal pre-K program for low-income kids. The results and the quality in those programs have been pretty mixed. So a lot of people are skeptical about another large-scale investment. The Obama administration did propose universal pre-K a few years ago. It didn't really go anywhere. But a lot of states are increasing investments on their own, and there have been some smaller federal grants to try to increase access. So we are likely to see more programs and better access in the coming years.
It does get down, though, to a cost-benefit analysis, and President Obama has also proposed free community college. So all in all of us, we're spending a lot of money at the other end of the education spectrum. But in terms of social mobility, which investment has more payoff?
In terms of immediate gain, I think there's no question a college degree pays off pretty quickly. You know, someone with a bachelor's degree earns as much as $700,000 more during their lifetime. Unemployment is also much lower, about half the rate for the general population. Of course, investing at the early stage will get more students there eventually, but college affordability is still a huge issue. So economists say that even if more kids are arriving in college prepared to learn, we still need to go a long way to help it be more affordable. And we should really be investing all along the education spectrum.
Marketplace education correspondent Amy Scott, thank you so much for walking us through this.
Oh, you're welcome.